I'd say it all started back in, I think it was like 2006 when we moved out to Bermuda. We were there for 4 years, and obviously it's like quite a small island surrounded by water. So you start to want to get in the water, want to get in there with your mates. And from about 2009, 2010, I started racing competitively. Moved back to the UK in 2011 and decided to join my local club just to give it a shot, see what it was like. And ever since then, I've just enjoyed having lots of fun in the water and traveling around the country, really.
Obviously, you're off to the Commonwealth Youth Games in the Bahamas next week. I was going to say to you, have you ever been anywhere as exotic as the Bahamas? But you lived out in Bermuda for a few years, so it'll almost be like going home a little bit to you.
Yeah, I mean, I've just got back from Spain, and the temperature there it's reminded me of Bermuda. And like just seeing all the palm trees, it's like brought back memories.
I guess that's one of the privileges of being a young sportsperson your age and at the level you're at. You get to travel around some pretty great countries. Like you were at the European Juniors in Israel as well recently.
Yeah, I was out there about maybe 10 days ago. And I was out there for, I think, about a week.
And how did that all go? What was it like as a learning experience?
Well, it was by far like one of the biggest competitions I've ever done. And just some of the names, some of the kids there had been to the 2016 Olympics for their country. So obviously, like looking at them, and they're my age or 17 years old, and they've already been to the Olympics, they're big names, got the tattoos, and it kind of sends shivers down your spine. You're standing next to an Olympian, and it kind of shakes you a little bit.
When you're about to race them, what is kind of going through your head? Are you looking at the guy next to you, seeing his tattoo from the Olympics, thinking, cool, how am I going to beat this guy?
Like the tattoo, obviously, like it's a big thing. And like obviously for someone that's such in depth of their sport, like me, just the tattoo means a lot. But when you're behind that block, you just need to like block everything out. And it's about you. So like you can't change what the other person does. It's only what you can do.
In terms of your career so far, what have been your big successes? What would you pinpoint as moments of a real highlight for you?
Well, the biggest like success point for me so far would have been at the last British Championships, where I managed to scrape off some like massive PBs, personal bests. So I was able to get some amazing times there, race against big names, like people along the lines of James Guy, Adam Peaty, Ben Proud, Amy Wilmot, they were all there. And just being able to, like, maybe not race against them, but at the same pool, at the same competition, it makes you want to push harder.
Let's talk about the Commonwealth Youth Games, because that's the big one, really, that's coming up next week. You're swimming in a number of events. What would you say are the key events that you really feel like you've got a chance? Is it, for you, is it about being there, or is it about getting medals and winning?
Well, obviously being there is like a massive thing for me. Like that's what I've been aiming for the past like year, 2 years. Obviously getting a medal is what everyone wants, but then like at the end of the day, it's whether you like have done your best. Maybe you're not necessarily done as well as other people that have got medals, but it's what you can do. And like you have a limit at that time and point.
It seems like you think quite deeply about the way you go about your performance and the guys that you're racing against. Is it almost a situation that you're thinking, right, I'm going to go to the Commonwealth Youth Games next week. I'm just going to do as much as I can, perform to my maximum and see if that's good enough?
Well, obviously, performing to your maximum is always like good enough for you. But whether, and like it's good enough for people around you, but you always want to do that one bit more. And in the past, I've been able to push that one bit more, and that's how I managed to get on my like team to European Juniors and the Commonwealth Games. So hopefully I'll be able to push that a little bit more and maybe like nick a podium position.
What's the end goal for you? When after these youth games, looking on a few years in the future, where do you want to be?
Well, the end goal, obviously, of like a young athlete like me that's quite far up the road, the end goal is obviously like the Senior World Championships, the Senior Commonwealth Games, and obviously the Olympics. And where I am right now at Millfield, by the time it comes to me finishing school, it'll be the like, Olympic year after that. So it'll be training up to that, and possibly in a couple of years' time getting onto some senior international teams.
So is it 2024 that you'd be looking at thinking those when I want to break through?
Yeah, I mean, definitely 2020, that's where my eyes are at right now, just because the times that everyone's doing and the way that I've been able to like drop times, if I continue dropping times like that, then I might be able to get a place on the team.